This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Thank you, Morgan. There's a Big Brother episode tonight coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We're very excited because we're having a movie review with Hooman and Tom Iago. And apparently we're going to solve all your kids' problems with social media. So that's a total bonus for listening to the show today.
Oh, wow. That's a lofty goal. Right?
I think so, too. But, you know, they said they can do it. So, and now it's time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by Mental Vacations. Take a mental vacation. It's just as important as taking a physical vacation. Make sure you take care of your mental health by taking a vacation, even with nowhere to go. I don't know where that is. Maybe just like a closet in your house where you can be alone for a couple minutes. Whatever you need to do to take a mental vacation, do it. Drugs, I don't do it. You know, that's not a mental vacation. That's, or is it? I don't know. Anyway, you decide. It's time for Celebrity Trash. This is, yesterday, as expected, there was a lot of fallout after it was announced that the Louisville police who killed Breonna Taylor were not going to be charged.
Right.
So, and then, you know, you had mentioned the story, and I'm not going to really go into the story, but I did want to say the Kentucky Attorney General made some comments that some celebrities have taken issue with. This guy's name is Daniel Cameron. And he called for the residents of his state to ignore the celebrities. He said, quote, "There will be celebrities, influencers, and activists who, having never lived in Kentucky, will try to tell us how to feel, suggesting they understand the facts in this case, that they know our community and the Commonwealth better than we do, but they don't. Let's not give in to their attempts to influence our thinking or capture our emotions." I'm not even going to read these other comments because yuck. So George Clooney. To the rescue, everyone.
Okay.
George Clooney's a celebrity. He's an activist. I'm going to call him an influencer because he certainly carries some of that. And he's a Kentucky native. And he had something to say about this.
Oh, all right.
So here's a guy who said, "I am not just a celebrity. I'm also a Kentuckian." Is that what they are? Kentuckyites? Kentuckians. He says, I was born and raised in Kentucky. Cut tobacco on the farms of Kentucky. Both my parents and my sister live in Kentucky. I own a home in Kentucky, and I was there last month. The justice system I was raised to believe in holds people responsible for their actions. Her name was Breonna Taylor, and she was shot to death in her bed by three white police officers who will not be charged with any crime for her death. I was taught in the schools and churches of Kentucky what is right and what is wrong. I'm ashamed of this decision." And we can leave it at that. I just thought, a celebrity from Kentucky maybe can get through to the people of Kentucky. The end. Fender. Fender makes guitars.
And well, they make a lot of stuff, but sure.
Sure.
Guitars is what they're
famously,
most known for.
Yes.
Amps. I have some Fender amps. I love them.
Sure. Picks. I'm sure they make chords.
Yeah.
They make little pedals.
T-shirts.
Sure. Yes, they do make T-shirts.
Weirdly,
it's true.
Fender, like in many businesses, Fender's also gone on to buy many other brands, and they are
incorporating them.
Well, there's, you know, they own Jackson. They own, you know, there's like a bunch of brands under one roof now that are still made with their name, but they're made at the Fender building or made under the ownership of Fender.
And here in the pandemic, people are picking up the guitar, even for the first time, or going back to it, but they find themselves with some time. And if you've been thinking about that and you're a fan of Her, H-E-R, perhaps this will be the thing that pushes you over the edge, heads you to bananas, so you can get the Her signature Stratocaster.
Oh, is it the clear one?
It is pearl in this particular picture. It's sort of a, but maybe the way it's photographed, it is clear. It
you know
looks
what? I think that clear one that she played, this is was her sort of breakthrough introduction to the general public. It's that performance we all saw. She had a clear one of those. I forget the name of the material used. A bunch of there are others that have made those clear type guitars. But anyway, I think it's expensive to make. I'm sure it's not the production model.
They're saying this is an alder body finished in stunning chrome glow, inspired by her favorite nail polish. By the way, she likes to have the kind of pearly nail polish.
Right.
Oh, there it is. There's a picture of her with it. So, and they go on to talk about the specs. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, you know, kind of pickups it has and all the all that stuff. But if you are interested in that, it is certainly available to you. Go to Fender.com, I would assume, or Her.com.
Sure.
I wonder if she's actually got everything about it on her page. But if you are looking for a guitar and you're a fan of Her, then maybe. And she's great. She's actually a pretty accomplished guitar player. Like, we think of her as a singer, but then you see her playing the piano. And wasn't it just it was an award show just the other night that we were watching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that? The Billboard Music
Awards. It was on the Emmys, exactly.
Emmys, okay.
Because she did the In Memoriam section.
Oh, right, yes.
Right.
She was playing piano with a guitar strapped to her back and then stood up.
And then she got up and wailed, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's me wailing on guitar in case you were wondering what that sound was. Radiohead's Tom York has married an Italian actress by the name of Diana Roncioni.
Diana Roncioni. She is gorgeous.
She is so
good
pretty.
Good for him. Rock stardom has its
pays.
Perks.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. So congratulations to the newlyweds. He's 51, and she's the Radiohead frontman, Tom York, an Italian actress, Diana, D-A-J-A-N-A. You're the Italian guy on the show.
I don't know. I really don't. But I did see pictures. She's gorgeous. He looks very happy.
He does.
And he also looks very lucky because, you know.
Well, rock stardom. Extra points for being a rock star.
Yeah.
So she's 36. He's 51. They tied the knot over the weekend in Sicily. And let's see. It took place at Via Valguaniera something. In Bulgaria, I don't know. All these Italian words. I figured Vinny would jump in and...
No, Vinny's not jumping in anywhere. He can't say any of those words. But I did, you know, nowhere in any world does a girl that looks like that walk into a room and say, who's that shortish,
you are the one for me.
Weird-looking guy with the janky eye over there?
Just the kind of guy I like.
Yeah, sure.
What is up with the eye?
Yeah.
You're right, your balls.
Nowhere does that happen.
Nowhere, except in the world of rock stars, which is kind of a fantasy world. So they had about 120 guests, no dance floor, social distancing. Everybody had a mask on.
Good.
But they wanted to celebrate with their friends and family. And I guess they could rent a place big enough that everyone could have, you know, a 12-foot diameter around them.
Sure.
So there's a lot of very cute pictures of the two of them. You know, as I was looking at him, there is some, I didn't know this, but he broke up with his last wife, Rachel Owen, in 2015. They'd been married for 23 years. They didn't divorce. They just separated. And she died a year later of cancer. Like a total crazy time in his life. And he said, basically, this was no surprise. This is very amicable. This is no surprise to any of our friends. We're separated. But he was there, it looks like, to go through the cancer with her. They just weren't married, or they were separated officially. But obviously, a super incredibly difficult year for him and for his two kids that he has with her. I don't see their names. I mean, their names are Noah and Agnes, I believe. Although I'm not seeing their ages here. But so after all of that happened in 2017.
19 and 16.
So that's tough. But so he's known her for a bit here, this new chick. It's not like he just met someone and, oh, let's marry right now.
You know, I'll give you anything you want if you'll stand next to me, please.
But congratulations to Tom York on his marriage.
He's so, actually, I'm making fun, but I consider him to be a super talent. I love that guy. I love Radiohead. Yeah. If you're in the middle of texting me that I'm a jerk, I'm sure I am, but I do love that guy. He's a super talent.
Yeah, Radiohead's amazing.
And they're great live, so they can back up all that weird noise they make. They can do it.
Was it Jim McGuinn who said that he was backstage at a Radiohead show and there was some question as to whether or not they were even going to go on, because I don't want to name any names, but maybe someone we were recently talking about was so gone on something that they pushed him out onto the stage and he went and played an incredible show and then came back and passed out.
Oh, no, I never heard that story. So you're saying that was the
singer? I'm not saying. I was one of the people. Oh, they shoved him out there.
Well, that's,
and he came to life on the stage.
How many times do you think in the history of rock and roll that has happened?
Well, Vinny, I can remember one time in particular when somebody had to go and fetch you from your house and pushed you out onto a stage. And you rocked it. Look, it's no joke. People deal with their things they're dealing with. And I actually think it's got to be really hard for a rock star. They have these 2 hours a night that they actually work. They're traveling. There's no one around them to say no in their hotel room, and they figure out a way to get what they need, and it can be
problematic.
Real problem. Yep.
Yeah.
So remember the other day I was telling you about Bret Michaels, formerly of Poison, or maybe currently in Poison. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're still together.
He has a candle, because of course he does. Why wouldn't he? You know, he's wormed
his way into our
hearts in many ways. Yeah, he's got a pumpkin spice candle. So I thought maybe if you're not going to go for Bret Michaels' pumpkin spice candle, you might go for the Lemmy Kilmister scented Motorhead candle, which is about to make its debut. Everyone's got their own scent, Vinny. They say that your personal scent is as individual as your fingerprint. So why wouldn't Lemmy Kilmister be able to be captured and put into a candle?
As a longtime friend, tell me the truth. Am I stinky?
No. I find you.
You
to
can
be
say I.
No,
I, know
I,
that you,
I would.
Got to work
tell
together,
you.
And but I asked, and I know we're on the air. But you can tell me, am I a stinky dude?
I will say that you are not a stinky dude. I don't recall ever smelling funk coming off of you.
Right.
I mean, occasionally, I think that because we're all working in the morning, like, I have smelled everyone's coffee breath, and we've all, you know, had a big garlicky drink fest the night before,
sure.
Bryn. And, you know, sometimes you can smell that on someone the next day. I would say you are fairly neutral.
All right, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. I didn't ask the question, but sure, go ahead.
No, I was just sharing. I was just sharing things, you know. Super Gecko. What is it? Super Gecko Mato. Super Gecko Mato. So anyway, if you had a candle, it would be an unscented candle. And if Lemmy Kilmister had a candle, it would smell like smoke, whiskey, and oak. For
I was going to say bourbon would probably be the overwhelming. So yeah, sure. Okay.
Yes, that is what it smells like. It has a burn time of 70 to 80 hours. Mm. It is called the Ace of Spades. And apparently there are all kinds of candles at this particular place. Let me see if I can find them. Evoke Candle Company. So they have all different, like they have Painted Black, Gold Dust Woman, London Calling, White Wedding, all these different, you know, sort of inspired by whatever band.
All right.
But this is, you know, this is actually something that I'm sure that Motorhead was like, yeah, we'll do that. I mean, after all, they have several special releases to celebrate their iconic 40th anniversary of the Motorhead album, of the Ace of Spades. They've got a box set that turns into a gambling table. which is a must-have for any Motorhead fan.
So the blip and now just happened, Sarah, but luckily we're at
there
the end
go.
Of
what
the
does it say?
Commercial break.
Born to lose, live to win. The ace of spades. The ace of spades. I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Oh, no. We've gone into delay again.
Am I in delay again?
You know, it's the end of the break, so that's good.
Oh, clap.
It's damn okay. it.
Clap. Yeah, you're yeah, that's well, it's a one solid second.
Oh, that was a little longer.
Oh, we want to go to commercial.
Right,
okay.
Hit the commercial.
Ladies and gentlemen, the news is coming up. Also, don't forget, we've got the movies reviews in the 9 o'clock hour. So please hang through these important messages on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.